Though covered with road dust herself, the girl drew a spotless white linen from a cloth bag. She folded it into a small square and carefully lifted Mama's upper lip. Pressing the cloth to the bloody gum, she nodded at me. I frowned up at the giant man. He looked back at me like a soldier awaiting his command. I said, "Turn her so she's facing you and grip her by her arms. Let her forehead rest against you. Don't let her head flop back. And pray, close your eyes." He obeyed me. In this way, I was able to unbutton Mama's outer skirts and reach beneath to untie the corset laces and loosen them. "All right, mister," I snapped to the huge man. "Now you can open your eyes and pick her up again." At that moment, Mrs. Bessie Babcockry opened the back door of the wigmaker's shop where she worked. Her hair, thick and golden, was arranged in artful disarray high on her head. In a way I have never been able to achieve, though I have tried mightily. Like an advertisement for the small wiglets, curls, and false buns she fashioned. She flung a bucket of some foul liquid straight out in our path. When she saw us, she narrowed her eyes, dropped her bucket, and crossed her arms.
"Angeline, ready! What the devil are you doing with them men? Taking a back alley like you got something to hide? The sight of your mother, passed out in broad daylight, would be shock enough for decent folks. And it's clear she consorted with them scoundrels. Her underskirts are showing at this very moment. Drinking spirits, frequenting opium dens."
Here, she glanced at the Chinese girl, who gazed back with a thin smile on her face.
"And then she fell and bloodied herself. And dragging her only daughter along. A disgrace and a shame.
Pray word if it does not spread, for it would stain the ready reputation, yet I'm certain others will want to know about this spectacle."
"Mrs. Babcockry,"
I began, so filled with fury I could barely speak.
"Kindly, do not."
"Do not trouble yourself,"
Antoine Duval interrupted.
"You must be exhausted, what with the huge pile of nuggets and bouillon that Mr. Babcockry won at the faro table last night. I saw those winnings and I said to myself, that man may have been a $4-a-day miner this morning, which is a fine wage to be sure, but tonight he's the richest in town."
Mrs. Babcockry and I both stared at him, at his earnest dark eyes and grave smile. Slowly, not taking her eyes off him, she turned her bucket upside down so that it formed a little seat. She sat on it.
"Excuse me," he said after a moment. "I am Antoine Duval, employee of Wells Fargo and Company. This is Mr. Monahan."
The little Chinese girl seemed to have vanished. Finally, Mrs. Babcockry said,
"What time?"
What time what?
"What time did my husband have all them winnings?"
"Ah, yes, it would have been right around 8 o'clock. That's when I said to myself, if Mr. Babcockry gets up from the faro table right now, he'll walk out of here a rich man. But I believe he may have ordered a round of whiskey for everyone on the house, and I thought, well, he's a good sport to leave the boys with a glass in their hands."
Mrs. Babcockry got a hanky out of her pocket and used it to dab her eyes. Tears poured down her cheeks.
"Oh, I didn't even know," she said, "that for a few minutes I was a rich woman and my sons had a wealthy father. By the time he got home 2 hours later, he had not even two bits on him."
Her rich, burnished hair framed a soggy, sad face, and she looked as tired as if she hadn't slept in days.
"Let me give you a hand, Mrs. Babcockry," Antoine Duval said.
And when she took his arm and staggered to her feet, he continued,
"And if you'll give me yours, I'll put a small token of my esteem in it."
I watched as Mrs. Babcockry tentatively held out her open hand. With a flourish, he closed her fingers around a printed ticket.
"A special showing of the Horrible's latest play," Mr. Duval said. "It was given to me, and I cannot be there, alas."
"Is it proper, though? I heard the Horribles is always in outlandish costumes and telling tales out of school."
"The finest ladies attend," Mr. Duval assured.